Since October of 1937, the disappearance of Amelia Earhart has puzzled the world and birthed many conspiracy theories. Since then, researchers and adventurers have tried to locate the remnants of her missing plane in an effort to solve the mystery surrounding her disappearance, only to come up short. That is, until recently, when a man from South Carolina believes that he has discovered her missing plane. My name is Blake Mosley, and this is South Carolina Spook Show. Stay tuned.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A South Carolina man believes that he may have discovered the plane that Amelia Earhart was flying when she vanished over the Pacific Ocean in 1937. Former U.S. Air Force Intelligence Officer Tony Romeo turned his fascination with the legendary pilot into an adventure when he embarked on an ambitious search for Earhart's lost plane. Romeo, who sold his commercial property investments to fund his search, managed to take a sonar image of an aircraft-shaped object on the ocean floor in December. Earhart and her Lockheed 10E Electra vanished at the height of her fame, a mystery that has spawned decades of searches and conspiracy theories. Earhart's record-breaking run as a pioneering pilot at the very beginning of the aviation age made her an international celebrity. She became the first woman to fly solo nonstop across the continental U.S. and the Atlantic, and the first person to fly solo from Hawaii to the mainland over the Pacific. "This may be the most exciting thing that I'll ever do in my life," Romeo told the Wall Street Journal. "I feel like a 10-year-old going on a treasure hunt." For her to go missing was just unthinkable, Romeo said, adding, "Imagine Taylor Swift just disappearing today." Romeo spent $11 million to fund the trip and to buy high-tech gear needed for the search, including an underwater drone manufactured by the Norwegian company Kongsberg. The expedition launched in early September from Tarawa, Kiribati, a port near Howland Island, with a 16-person crew aboard a research vessel. In outings that lasted 36 hours each, the unmanned submersible scanned 5,200 square miles of ocean floor. Eventually, around a month into the search, it had captured a fuzzy sonar image of an object the size and shape of an airplane resting some 5,000 meters underwater within 100 miles of Howland Island. However, the image went unnoticed until the team found it when scanning the data around 90 days into the trip. Romeo is now planning a return exhibition to get better images of the mysterious object. Some experts are intrigued by Romeo's discovery, including Dorothy Cochran, a curator in the Aeronautics Department of the Smithsonian Institution's National Air and Space Museum. Cochran told the Journal that the location of the sonar image roughly matches where experts have concluded that Earhart may have crashed. However, experts are not ready to definitively call the find and have requested clear images with details such as a serial number that matches Earhart's plane. "Until you physically take a look at this, there's no way to know for sure what it is," said Andrew Petruska, an underwater archaeologist at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography, told the Journal. Romeo is not the first person to launch trips in an attempt to locate the missing plane. Half a dozen adventurers and enthusiasts have spent millions on the unsolved mystery. Expeditions were launched in 1999, 2002, 2006, 2009, and 2017. The missions collectively cost at least $13 million when adjusted for inflation, the Wall Street Journal estimated. It's the only thing in my career that I've ever looked for and not found, said Tom Detweiler, a sonar expert who participated in two of the searches and was part of the team that found the Titanic off the coast of Newfoundland, Canada in 1985. Coming up on South Carolina Spook Show. The historical churches located around the state bring in many residents and tourists to admire their beauty and appreciate the architecture from long ago. But what some visitors may not have hoped for is a ghostly encounter to go along with it. And later, a Goose Creek woman and her daughter go for a drive on a normal afternoon, just like any other. That is, until they spot a UFO hovering above them. We'll be right back.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ghosts, aliens, cryptids. These are a few of my favorite things. And since you're listening to the show, I'm willing to bet that you love them too. But if your interest in the paranormal extends beyond this state, then Paranormality Magazine is right up your alley. Paranormality Magazine has tons of stories uploaded daily that cover a range of topics, from tier lists of your favorite horror movies, in-depth analysis into supernatural experiences, and much, much more. And if you're finding yourself wanting to get involved with this incredible community, you can submit your own story detailing your experiences. I have been hooked on reading these articles, and I truly think that if you enjoy this podcast, then you're going to love Paranormality Magazine. And that's why I've become an affiliate, and now you can sign up using the coupon code SPOOKSHOW along with anything that you purchase from the site. Visit ParanormalityMag.com/SPOOKSHOW today to kickstart your new paranormal obsession. That's ParanormalityMag.com/SPOOKSHOW. There is something so captivating and mysterious about the abandoned places that we often encounter when we travel and explore across the world. We come across these places and find ourselves trying to imagine what life may have looked like back when people inhabited the abandoned buildings that lie in decay before us. These relics from the past serve as a historical reminder of a different time and a different life. Here we explore the site of an abandoned church that is arguably one of the most hauntingly beautiful abandoned places in South Carolina. And just a side note here, due to the nature of abandoned destinations, many of the places that are featured in the series are off limits to visitors or have actually been demolished. We don't condone trespassing and other illegal activity, but rather encourage you to enjoy learning about these fascinating destinations. Originally constructed in the mid-1700s, the old Sheldon Church's rustic remnants can still be found standing today in Beaufort County, South Carolina. The old Sheldon Church has roots in the American Revolutionary War era and contains a lot of surprising history within its walls. It was originally named Prince William's Parish Church when it was first constructed in 1753. Its construction was influenced by the English-Georgian style and was rumored to be the country's first attempt to build a Greek-style temple. Unfortunately, the church was burned during an attack by British troops in the midst of the Revolutionary War in 1779. Although the church was later rebuilt in 1862, we have no record or photographs of what the original church looked like. Thereafter, the church was raided and gutted by Union troops during the Civil War. Details of what happened to the church in the subsequent years remain muddled and unclear. What we do know is that at some point, the church was abandoned and left to decay. Thankfully, in the 1970s, the site's delicate ruins were added to the U.S. National Register of Historic Places. Visitors were once allowed to tour this beautiful relic, but sadly, the church eventually had to be blocked off from visitors due to vandalism. That said, the old Sheldon Church that stands today is still hauntingly beautiful. It is surrounded by towering oak trees whose large, mangled branches seem to be reaching longingly toward the forgotten church. One of the more haunting secrets of the old Sheldon Church is that there are a number of graves scattered on its grounds. Additionally, within the church's walls lies the remains of Colonel William Bull, who helped establish the current-day layout of the streets of Savannah, Georgia. It wouldn't come as much of a surprise if the church comes alive with paranormal activity at night, given its haunting appearance in history. While it is unfortunate that visitors are not permitted to tour the old Sheldon Church today, it is important that this piece of our country's history be preserved and protected. Have you ever visited the old Sheldon Church? Are there other abandoned places in South Carolina with enthralling backstories? If so, let me know. I'd love to hear them. Coming up on South Carolina Spook Show, a Goose Creek woman and her daughter go for a drive on a normal afternoon just like any other. That is, until they spot a UFO hovering above them. We'll be right back. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. When Shanika Joyner and her six-year-old daughter, India, went for a drive in Goose Creek, South Carolina, they didn't think it would turn into something they'd remember for the rest of their lives, but that's just what happened. While on Highway 52, they saw something in the sky that was so bizarre, Shanika got out of her car and started to film it. Perplexed, India said, "Oh my God, there's something in there." As a gray object either floats by or flies by them and through a cloud. The object moves in midair and India asks, "Is it a ship?" Her mom responds simply, "Look." India can only stare in disbelief and say, "What is that?" Shanika told The Sun that she had absolutely no idea what the object was, but did state, quote, "In my 41 years on this planet, I have never seen anything like it before. I was in awe," unquote. She said that there were actually two objects, but that she couldn't keep eyes on both of them at the same time, and the one that she recorded was visible for less than 1 minute. Shanika added, quote, "It was going fast, but it slowed down enough for me to record it. It looked like it spun a little when it got by the trees," unquote. Shanika went on to say, quote, "At first I thought it may have been a plastic bag, but I was like, that's too fast and too high. Some people have said it's a balloon or a trash bag. However, some have said they believe that it's a cloaked ship. Others think it's a drone with cloaking tech or a lower atmospheric cloud caught in backwind." While some people make comments like, "Oh, that's just a plastic bag," it's not so crazy to believe that it's a UFO. In 2021, the Pentagon released a report about UFOs, and while there weren't any details or explanations in it, it did say that there have been 143 instances of unknown flying objects, though the report did not say that they were of extraterrestrial origins. Everybody, happy 2024, right? I'm so sorry that it has taken this long to get my first episode of this year out. It's, you know, it's the end of February as I'm recording this, so it'll be March before I get it up, but I have had so much going on. I have been sick like crazy. Had the flu for a while there, and then a cough that would not go away for at least 2 weeks. Same for Allie. She also had to have emergency surgery and have her appendix removed. So just so many things going on top of life in general. But I'm trying to get back into the swing of things and make more consistent episodes. I have so many ideas. I've been saving so many articles and different stories that people have reached out to me on. And I plan on bringing that all to you guys as soon as possible. I've also had a lot of technical difficulties going on with the current setup that I use to do my podcasting, but I have new microphones. I'm getting a new computer here soon and some other new equipment, so that's exciting. I can't wait to try to improve these episodes, right? I want to make this better. I want to make the whole experience better. I want the episodes to have a better quality. I want the content to be better. I want to do interviews. So again, if you have a story that you want to tell me about, or if you would like to be interviewed with your own paranormal encounter that you've had, please reach out to me. The email address is scspookshow@gmail.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, or X, or whatever it's called now, TikTok, Threads, Instagram, on all the things, just search for South Carolina Spook Show. Give me a follow while you're there, or you can shoot me a message and just let me know you want to be interviewed, or if you have something you want to share with me, I'm all ears. Please send it to me. If you don't mind sharing this episode with some friends and family who enjoy spooky stuff, who enjoy true crime, and they're from the state of South Carolina or currently live in South Carolina, let them know I'm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and so much more. Eventually, I would like to get to the point where I'm on YouTube as well. Apparently, podcasts on YouTube is a big thing. I'm not one who really listens to podcasts on YouTube, but I'm all for it. And but wherever you listen to the show, if you don't mind leaving me some kind of rating or review, that would be so very much appreciated. And I'll read your review right here on the show wherever you leave that. So if you don't mind checking out my other podcast, it's called When Words Fail, Music Speaks. I do that with my buddy James Cox and our friend Amanda Dolan. It's so much fun. We talk about music. We talk about mental health, because both of those things are very important to us. So if you like that, please go check that out. And I promise you won't be disappointed. Our first story about Amelia Earhart was written by Alice Wright for DailyMail.com. The abandoned old Sheldon Church in South Carolina can be traced back to before the Revolutionary War. Was written by Jessica Moore for OnlyInYourState.com. And UFO stops traffic in South Carolina as drivers film it was written by Dave Bassner for iHeart.com. All articles and stories read on South Carolina Spook Show are the property of their respective authors and is used for purposes of commentary and review. No copyright infringement is intended. Thank you again for listening. I'm your creator and host, Blake Mosley, and this is South Carolina Spook Show. Y'all stay spooky.
Isn't always easy. In fact, we all battle depression during life's ups and downs. Music has always been the thing that we can rely on to get us through the tough times we all face. The podcast, When Words Fail, Music Speaks, with hosts James and Blake, discusses the healing power of music. They interview bands, break down genres, review band biographies, and a lot more. On When Words Fail, Music Speaks, enjoy interviews and lively discussions about musicians and songs you know and love. This is a podcast any music lover will enjoy. Add When Words Fail, Music Speaks to your podcast playlist right now. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and wherever you listen to podcasts.